I think Mike Collier's next up. Is that correct? The head coach of the Clearview Clippers is going to stroll on over and pay us a visit. So we'll forsake the break. We'll just keep right on going with the head coach of Clearview, Mike Collier, joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Boy, you know it's a big night at the Brew Kettle when the dog strolls in. Boy, Mad Dog came rolling in here, Mike D'Angelo. And I knew Mike couldn't be far behind. You know, I mean, first it was Mad Dog, although he doesn't have the heavyweight belt. He doesn't have that on tonight, Mike. What's the deal there?
He's got the bling on, though. Can you see his rings?
Oh, yeah.
I see the rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, that scares me a little bit.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a preview show without him, that's for sure.
Well, again.
Hope you stocked up on magazines.
I know you're busy, so we appreciate you taking a few moments to talk to us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And let's dive right into it. Clearview football 2017, Mike. All in all, with the lid lifter a week from Friday, how you feeling about this ball club?
I like this team a lot. You know, they've shown a lot of heart. We've got a lot of guys that we have some guys that haven't played in a while popped back out. And, you know, at Clearview's a small school with a family. We love having all those guys out. But the guys that have been there and have had the experience are going to make us strong this year. It's a really good group of leadership this year.
Numbers-wise, where are you at, Mike?
We're sitting low 50s right now, which is nice. And, you know, I hear a lot of schools are struggling with that right now, and we've been blessed. So depth is definitely a strength for us.
Talk a little bit about personnel. Who are some key guys for Clearview this year? Names that, as we have you on WEOL.com or on WEOL through the year, they're going to hear on that radio or website.
Offensively, at the helm, Anthony Terry's coming back for us at quarterback as a senior. Nice strong arm. He's going to get the ball out there to a lot of weapons that we have. At the receiving core, we have Jordan D. Almeida as a senior. Jalen Peschel, who a lot of people have seen on the basketball court, but they haven't seen him on the football field. They're going to be pleasantly surprised when they watch him. He's exciting to watch. We've got a lot of guys up front that saw a lot of action for us last year. J.D. McCardle, Colin Manning, Julian Colbert's a leader for us. So we're excited about that unit.
Matt, talk to us about the league a little bit. You know, your playoff run will work through your league, and if you do well in your league, I think you'll line yourself up for a playoff run. How does the league look this year for you guys?
Well, until somebody knocks Columbia off the top, that's what we got to go for. We're blessed to we finally get Buckeye and Firelands off of our schedule on the crossover, but wouldn't you know, I see Coach Passarella week one at Amherst, so can't get away from that guy.
Again, we're talking with Mike Collier. He's the head coach of the Clearview Clippers. Mike, coming off a 4-6 season, and certainly win-loss-wise, Clearview has struggled the past couple of years. What do you got to do to get back above that 500 mark and get Clearview back to where most folks are used to seeing it?
Yeah, and we talk about that all the time. The rich tradition of Clearview football is it's definitely not where we want to be record-wise. We have a lot to accomplish, a lot to get back on top. We're going to have to be more aggressive defensively. We've got to shut teams down. Definitely starts in the trenches there, stopping the run. We got a really strong group of linebackers this year, led by David Renfley, and we're expecting those guys to really lead the charge. But that's where it's going to have to start. And then offensively, we got to do a much better job of you know, spreading the wealth a little bit. We got Drew Engel coming back in the backfield, who's going to lead the charge for our run game. So we're excited. We've got a lot of good things going on right now. We still have a few things to shore up before week one against Amherst, but we're coming along.
Talk to me about taking on a Division II school in a week one game. Sometimes when it sounds like your numbers are good, but even just attrition-wise, when you know you guys have been Division IV, that can be a bit of a stretch for you. Just, you know, you might win the game and then lose some kids. How do you – is that a game that you went after? Did you want Amherst week one, or is that something that just kind of fell to you?
We both had openings, kind of suddenly came up, and, you know, it's always been a crosstown rivalry. If you look back to the old Lakeshore Conference or, Lakeland Conference, we used to play them all the time, and we're right down the street from each other. A lot of these kids know each other, grew up with each other, so it's a fun game for us. It's definitely a challenge. We know it's going to be tough, but our kids are up for it, you know. If you want to prepare for the Pac Conference, you know, we have some tough opponents coming up in that league. So if we got to face somebody in our non-conference games to get us ready.
any kind of tweaks this year that we're going to see from you? I think I've watched you. You've always kind of make the best use of what you have talent-wise. I've seen you spread the field. I've seen you pull it in tight and come straight at people. What are we going to see from Clearview this year?
Yeah, I think we have enough to kind of spread it around a little bit. Our run game should be strong. Drew Engel's coming back. Like I said, this is his third year as a starter for us, and does a great job of reading his blocks. And we have a lot of those guys that have saw a lot of action in the trenches for us. So, now I expect us to run the ball. And like I said, Anthony Terry, he's got one of the stronger arms around. I think he can really throw the ball downfield and stretch it. So we're going to spread the field wide. We're going to spread it long and try to get things open for our athletes.
Mike, you mentioned earlier the tradition of Clearview football and now recent struggles in trying to get it back to where it's been. Is there one thing, is there one piece or ingredient that you go, here's what we need. Here's what we need to get back to where we're used to being, where we've been?
Well, as we all know, you know, throughout the years, things change. There's a lot of things for kids to get involved with. We've always prided ourselves at Clearview about being three-sport athletes, and that's what we have to get back to. We're really trying to push for kids to get involved in as many sports as possible and get away from that specialization that many of our schools see nowadays. And I think it comes into play, like I said, a couple of the names, like I said, Jalen Pichel comes back out to football. He's only played basketball the past couple of years, so tremendous athlete. He's really shown some great toughness here early on. But I think that goes a long way in making Clearview what Clearview is just having our kids get involved in multiple sports, and it makes us strong in football, basketball, and track, and the other sports as well, wrestling,
absolutely,
baseball. It just helps for kids to get involved. I really stress that, very few of our kids are going to go on to play Division I football or Division I athletes for any matter, and then so it's good for them to get involved and have the experience of enjoying high school athletics.
Who'd you scrimmage and what'd you see?
We had Sandusky first this past week. They have a really nice looking team. They look like the real deal, and we've struggled against them, but there are a lot of correctable errors that we're working on right now to get fixed. And then this Thursday we're hosting Toledo Scott, so that'll be a new one for us.
And then you get ready for Amherst.
Yes, week one Amherst. So kids are excited about it.
I would think so. Yeah. All right, man, I know you've been here a while, so we'll let you scoot. We appreciate your patience. And, again, you've been a regular on this show for many, many years. You never miss it, so we appreciate you stopping by.
Wouldn't miss it. You guys do a great job of covering the high school athletics, and thank you enough.
Well, thank you, Mike. And, again, we've got the game next Friday night on WEOL.com. It'll be our Cleveland Clinic Gridiron Clash Stream 2, so the guys will be talking to you. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much, guys.
Mike Collier, the head coach of the Clearview Clippers, joining us here at the table. Again, Clearview next Friday night taking on Amherst, and that'll be our Cleveland Clinic Gridiron Clash Stream 2 matchup 1 week from Friday. We'll have that one on the mobile app and on WEOL.com. That'll be Rob Polinski along with the Z-Man, Z's Old Tie, who's in the house tonight. Yes, Rob Z and Craig Couch will be over at Marion L. Steele for that one.